I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
StayAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. Turn your volume up because you are tuned into the show where you learn the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to show up, doing the work, even when the success you expect has yet to arrive. And on top of all that, you get a huge dose of what we call personal initiative. We're going to lather all this in personal initiative. That's the go-getterness, the energy that moves you to make things happen instead of waiting for them to happen. All of this combined is called the Work On Your Game podcast. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. I'm thankful for you to be here today because today's topic is the thankfulness habit. The habit of being thankful. We just recently had our holiday, Thanksgiving, at least here in the United States, where people celebrate things that they're thankful for, whether that be family, whether it's material possessions, whether it's the fact that you made it through another year, maybe it's an addition to the family, maybe it's a subtraction from the family. But we find things to be thankful for on Thanksgiving. Now, we want to make Thanksgiving, that time we call Thanksgiving, our time to count our blessings, all the things we should be happy and grateful for that we have, is feel-good time. Thankfulness, what it does is staves off fear, anxiety, and anger. That's the reason why thankfulness feels so good. We feel good around Thanksgiving because we're around friends, we're around family, whether that be two people, whether it be 20 or 100 people. But we feel good because the whole experience, the point of the experience, at least the general consensus point of the experience, is to celebrate what we are thankful for, what we already have, who we already are, and be grateful for it. And that feeling, just that feeling of thankfulness, the reason why it makes us feel so good is because when we're thankful, it's impossible for us to be fearful, anxious, or angry. We can't feel negative emotions when we feel gratefulness, gratitude, and thankfulness. Today's topic is not about the holiday of Thanksgiving or the day Thanksgiving. It's about how you can have and use that feeling of thankfulness, gratefulness, gratitude all the time. Instead of it being just every year around Thanksgiving and Christmas or for a 30-day span, how about being like that all the time? How can you be that thankful every single day? How can you be that grateful when you're at work on a Wednesday and you are really tired, you didn't get enough sleep the previous night, or you're at practice in the middle of the week and you're not really feeling something that the coach just said, and y'all don't have another game for a week, but you know you're going to practice every single day? How can you get that feeling of gratitude, of gratefulness, of thankfulness, and let it eliminate all the fear, the anxiety, the anger, the stress, or any other frustration, any other negative energy that you may feel at any time? Because we all feel them at different times, right? How can we minimize those and maximize this feeling of thankfulness? That's what today's episode is. Point number one. We all know how energy works, right? We know how the law of karma works. The energy that we put out is the energy that we get back. Everything works in a circle. You do something bad, you're going to get something bad back to you at some point. You do good things, good is going to come back to you at some point. Usually, these things come back to us greatly multiplied from their original state when we first let them out. They greatly get multiplied, whether in a positive way or in a negative way. So understand that, knowing this, being that you already understand it, you already agree with it, the feeling of thankfulness, all it does is attract more thankfulness back to you. That just makes sense, right? Being thankful attracts more things back to you that allow you to be thankful, that give you a reason to be thankful. If you say, I'm thankful for this beat up car that I drive, and I'm thankful for the fact that I'm on the team, but I don't even get in the game, that thankfulness goes away from you because you sent it out. It multiplies itself. It comes back. You get a better car. You're on a team where you're on, still on the team, but now you start to get some playing time. Maybe you get on a different team where they ask you to be a starter. The energy of thankfulness that you put out goes out, multiplies itself. It gets bigger, stronger, and faster. Then it comes back to you 10 times stronger than it was when you sent it out. That's the way all energy works. So that's why you got to be really careful with the negative energies that you feel, the negative energies that you project, because they will come back to you in some way, shape, or form. The feeling of thankfulness, just feeling grateful for your situation, for who you are, where you've been, who's around you. We're going to talk about that in a moment. That attracts more of it back to you in high levels, multiplied. Again, we're multiplying, not just adding. Point number two, today's topic is the habit of thankfulness. How can you have this habit of feeling gratitude and thankfulness for everything going on in your life, not just at Thanksgiving, but all the time? Right now, you may not like how some things in your life are going. Maybe you're not feeling your mom or dad right now. You're not feeling some of your teachers at school. You're not feeling your supervisor or someone in middle management. You're not feeling the owner. You're not feeling one of your coworkers. Maybe you're not feeling one of your employees who work for you, or someone who's under your supervision at work, or whatever you want to call it. Maybe you're just not feeling the way some things are going in some areas of your life. I think all human beings, we all have some areas at all times where things are just not going the way that we want them to go. But understand, we do all need to understand, despite how much we may not like them, that they do exist. Okay, maybe they're not under our direct control. We can't directly control that situation. We can't control another person. Can't control how somebody conducts themselves. Can't control if someone's not going to take advantage of opportunities that you've been setting up for them. The situation exists as it is. It may not be ideal, but it does exist. So instead of us mentally fighting it all the time, thinking of all the reasons why it's terrible and then trying to remind ourselves, oh yeah, I shouldn't be thinking negative. Instead of doing that to ourselves, mentally fighting it, we can ask ourselves this question: what's good about this situation? What about this situation can I be grateful for? What's going on here that I can feel grateful for? And I touched on this a little bit in yesterday's episode. I've been playing in places. I've been playing ball internationally in places where I wasn't feeling the situation, maybe temporarily, maybe for a day, maybe a week, whatever was going on. But there'd be times I'd be walking around those towns in some European city, and I'm saying to myself, look where I'm at. Look what I'm doing for a living right now compared to most of the people I know where they're at and what they're doing. I need to feel grateful about this. Even though I don't like what's going on here on the court, there's no one I can go complain to. I mean, who's going to commiserate with me? Like, dude, you're actually working at your dream job. Me, I'm not. Okay, it wasn't too many people that would commiserate with me on that situation. So I needed to start feeling grateful about that. I had to ask myself a better question. What's good about this situation? What's great about the situation that I'm in? Okay, I'm signed to a contract to play basketball for a living. That's a great thing. That's a thing to be thankful for that 99 out of 100 people who play basketball will never get a chance to do. I needed to really consider that. And that's something that I would remind myself of that actually literally often when I was in situations that it wasn't really going the way that I wanted it to go. Ask yourself, what's good about this? What can I be grateful for out of this situation? And it is a very basic point. It sounds so trite maybe to not even be useful, but that leads to this question. When's the last time you did it? When is the last time you looked at a situation that was maybe not so ideal, maybe a situation that's perfect for you, and you asked yourself, consciously asked yourself, What's so great about the situation? Why am I thankful for the position that I'm in? Why am I grateful for the situation that I have on my hands right now? When's the last time that you ask yourself that about any area of your life, whether it's something that's going perfectly or something that's going terribly? When's the last time you ask yourself that question? And is there anything from this point forward, is there anything stopping you from making it a normal part of your thinking? Is there anything stopping you from making this something that you do habitually? Which brings us into point number three, that thankfulness needs to become a habit for you. It needs to be a habit. Today's topic is the thankfulness habit. It's not just feeling thankful right now for the 10 minutes or 20 minutes that Dre's talking on the podcast. This is a habit of thankfulness that you want to build in. So what you're going to do is this, very simple. Every single day, and do this at the same time every day. You could do it while you're laying in bed before you get up out of the bed. You could do it while you're brushing your teeth. Do it while you're getting dressed, while you're eating breakfast, while you're at the gym, while you're driving to work. Every day, think of three things that you have done that you're thankful for. Three things that you've done in your life that you're thankful for. Whether they don't have to be your best accomplishments, but just three things that you've been through. Three things that you have lived through that you're thankful for. Think of those things. Then think of three people whom you are thankful for. Try to make these different every day. All right. So not the same three every single time. Things that you've done, things you've been through, the people, different things every day. Three people you're thankful for who you've come across in life and some who in some way have done something that made you thankful. Even if it was a bad thing that made you stronger or smarter. Three people you're thankful for. And then three situations that you've been in. So the first one is three things you've actually done, accomplishments or achievements. And then three situations will be the last one. Situations you're thankful for. Maybe it was a rough situation that made you a whole lot stronger as a person, or it built your discipline, or it helped build your mental toughness or your confidence, or you realized the power of initiative from that situation. Three situations that you're thankful for. What this does is create the feeling of thankfulness. People creates the fact of thankfulness. That's the best way I can describe it. The feeling, when you are feeling thankful for anything, for people, for your achievements, for your situations, what it does is creates whatever outcome or person or object or situation that will give you more reason. It's like kind of like a confirmation bias. The more thankful you are now, the more things you will see to be thankful about. That's how confirmation bias works. You decided that this is what you think. Now you're going to start noticing things that verify what you already think. They're going to confirm what you already think. That's what thankfulness does. The habit of thankfulness enacts confirmation bias, which all human beings are driven by confirmation bias. We think something, we believe something, we see life a certain way. Everything we see, we're going to make it fit into how we see things. That is the confirmation bias, and that's what the thankfulness habit enacts. You will see and feel and experience more reasons to be thankful when you make yourself, force yourself, cause yourself, consciously decide to be thankful. Let's recap today's topic, which is the thankfulness habit. Number one, we know how energy works, that whatever we put out, it greatly multiplies and it comes back to us. So being thankful, what it does is it attracts back more reasons, people, things, ideas to be thankful about. Number two. Right now or any time in life, you may not like how some things are going. They are what they are, but you may not like them. You may not really enjoy that situation that you're in. And what you've been doing is mentally fighting it. You think of it and then you start to feel in some type of negative way. Then you remind yourself, hey, I shouldn't be thinking that way. And then it's back and forth. It's kind of like on a seesaw. How about getting off the seesaw and doing it like this? Ask yourself, what's good about this situation? What about this situation is positive? What's a great outcome that is happening because I am dealing with this? What about this situation can I be grateful for? It's a very basic point, but when's the last time you asked yourself that question about anything, positive or negative? And number three, this thankfulness to become a habit, what you need to do is come up with some basic things that you can do consistently. And here's what it is. This will be all you can do in your mind at any time, as long as you remind yourself to think of it. Think of three things that you have done, three things you've achieved that you can be thankful for. Think of three people who you have crossed paths with in life that you can be thankful for. And then think of three situations in your life currently, in the past, maybe in the future, that you can be thankful for. Try to find something new every single day for each of these categories. Get the habit of thankfulness going, and the feeling will create the fact. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at dreallday.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at dreallday.com/game. That is dreallday.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.